This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The subject of drugs and baseball is now taken up by the White House, which says today the president wants baseball players and owners to address this, quote, serious problem. This is steroid use in baseball. The players are meeting in Phoenix, Arizona today, their association. They have agreed to work with the owners for tougher testing for steroids. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix spoke earlier with Day to Day's Noah Adams.
Mark, this issue of testing, why is it so controversial? The players are now agreeing to a tougher testing standard, but why, when most people consider it unfair to use steroids or drugs to enhance your performance on the field, why has testing been such a controversial issue for the players?
That's a great question. If you're not afraid to be tested, as players have said all along, test me, test me, test me, now why all of a sudden, when the players' union is talking about imposing tougher standards, are people saying, well, we're not so sure about that? The bottom line is it's about privacy, and it's always been about privacy. And the players, their question back to you is, well, where does this stop? Are they going to knock on my door on Thanksgiving night and say it's time to test randomly? If there's ever a perceived imbalance of power in a Barry Bonds or a Jason Giambi or someone like that who hits a lot of home runs, people say, well, they're not doing it fairly. They'll have to have an asterisk next to their name in the record books.
So what do you think will happen there, the major developments at this meeting in Phoenix?
The major development really has been that Don Fear, who's the executive director of the union, has been told by the players to go ahead and push for stronger testing. That is a major development based on what I've just said and the fact that players have, at least the players' union, has been opposed to tougher testing in recent years for the privacy issue. So the fact that they were able to agree at these closed-door meetings in Phoenix to say, okay, we do want stronger standards for drug testing, that is a major development.
Remind us here, the players in 2004 were tested, do I have this right, one time during the regular season and not in off-season at all?
That's right. They're tested only during the regular season, and it was a random screening, which meant, as Jason Giambi allegedly testified to the grand jury, which was then reported in the San Francisco Chronicle, that he was told by his supplier that he could use drugs in the off-season, be off of them by the time the season started, and not be caught. The guidelines that they're at least discussing, and nothing is set in stone in this situation right now, is more stringent testing and perhaps year-round random testing as well.
If I hear you right, you're suggesting that they're going to talk about it a bit more. They seem to be coming closer together. But by the end of the week, even though Senator John McCain is making some strong statements, other people are becoming involved, there's not likely to be anything set for sure?
They've made their news in Phoenix for the week, which is, the players said, okay, we'll agree to at least examine and investigate tougher drug screening in Major League Baseball. They're not going to do anything definitive this week, but they are scheduled to continue talking about this next week, and baseball officials have said they would like to have something in place at the behest of Senator McCain. They would like to have something in place before spring training. Senator McCain has pressed for stronger drug testing in baseball, but that calls into question whether a Congress would override a collective bargaining agreement, and baseball is trying to do something before spring training begins.
Mark Moran, a member station KJZZ, talking with us from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thank you for that interview to Day to Day's Noah Adams.